Right, hello and welcome. My name is Matt and I'm the host of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. If you're joining us for the first time, please do listen for the next hour if you are available. If not, you can of course catch up to any show that we've recorded at our blog austrianderadio.com. We'll have some archived shows and interviews as well. Over the last couple of weeks, we've played an interview recorded not by myself but by Evan Catalano of Shock Collar Records. He has been unearthing some punk albums from the past from British Columbia and releasing them online. And last couple of weeks, we had an interview that Evan recorded with Troy Poison of a punk band called Dr. Evil from Williams Lake, who were active in the 90s. So, yeah, lots of great stuff at our blog, including that interview and lots of past shows. But this week, we'll be able to revisit Steve Kilby. He has a brand new album out, the legend of Australian music, of course, a frontman of The Church. His latest record is Sydney Rococo, and we're going to play the first entitled track off that record today. We also have some great Canadian music in the second half of the show, including Kim Gyochi. She has a new record out, and Freak Dream from Vancouver, and of course the new Australian music. We're going to start out with The Aints. So we've finally got to the end of this list, the history of Australian punk in 30 tracks. So it's a blog post by a gentleman named Adrian Cunningham, which can be found at junkie.com, J-U-N-K-E-E. And Adrian curated this really curious list of his picks of great Australian punk songs over the last 30-odd years. And we've been getting through it, starting out way back. Well, actually, it goes way back to the pre-punk era, 1965, with the Easy Beats that we started with. You know, we had bands like Masters Apprentices through the late 60s, Radio Birdman in the late 70s, of course, Nick Cave's projects, including The Birthday Party. The very last song on this list is by The Aints. So from 1991, The Aints with the track It's Still Nowhere. So The Aints, interestingly, have resurfaced again just recently with a new album. So The Aints are basically Ed Cooper of The Saints getting together in a three-piece form in the early 90s and calling the band The Aints, primarily to gig around playing old Saints songs. So they recorded a live record called SLSQ, Very Rare! And then that was followed up with a record called Ascension, which came out on Hot Records. So that's the track. We're going to play a track from that record right now called It's Still Nowhere. And then after that, two brand new Aints songs, which we've already played on the show, are the two singles from the brand new record called The Church of Simultaneous Existence. So again, Ed Cooper got together a band, including a bit of a brass section too, and put out this record last year, and he's been touring it. We've already played the two singles on the show, Red Aces and Country Song in G, so we're gonna replay them again after this older track from The Aints, from the Ascension record from the early 90s. All right, so this is Stranded, and the great Ed Cooper with his side project, The Aints, here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You've tuned into Strand of the Australian Canadian Music Show. So three tracks from the Aints there. First up, there was a track from the original Aints record from the early 90s called Ascension. And the record, the song is called It's Still Nowhere. So the Aints are a side project of Ed Cooper, originally, of course, of the Saints and a prolific solo artist. And the Aints is a side project he gets together when he wants to bash out some rockin' tunes. So the latest record is The Church of Simultaneous Existence, which has been out for a year or so now. And the two singles from that record we heard, Red Aces and Country Song in G. So that was great. An early Aint song and then two brand new Aint songs. So Steve Kilby, frontman of The Church, has yet another solo record. He has been so productive over the last 30-odd years. He doesn't seem to stop. He lives in Sydney, and his record, his latest record, Sydney Rococo, is actually an ode to the city itself. And we're going to play for you the title track right now. It's a beautiful strings-drenched song. I'm keen to check out the whole album. I've always been curious about what Steve Kilby is up to. And after that, we're going to hear an artist named Alara. She is a First Nations artist from Australia. She's equipped with an electric bass, a double bass, and a loop station, and makes some really awesome music. She is a Yorta Yorta woman, and she has a single out called Walla Is Life. So we're going to hear that after the Steve Kilby track, and then also a single from a band, a post-punk band from Sydney called 100. That's the band. It's just the number 100, and their single is called If I Give Myself. So you're on Stranded, starting out with Steve Kilby, then we have Alara, and then the band 100.
Life. Walla falls from sky. Rain beginning of life. Like our kinship ties. In Mother Earth's eyes. River banks flow wide. Fingerlings swim wild. Making Mother Moon smile. Hasn't rained in a while. Walla is blood. Walla gives flood. Walla is life. Gotta get law right. Limitless undercurrents. Pushing, pulling, pumping. Gliding, sliding, mulling. Trickles from the nipples of sacred springs. It's an animal thing. Made to give us wings. Plants to make you sneeze. Downpours, thunderstorms. temps above the norm. Bees will cease to swarm and our ocean far too warm. It's an animal thing, made to give us wings. Night come if we sing, or will we feel the sting? Of the gumsite, endless supply. The gumsite, endless gumsite. The gumsite, endless supply. 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 Endless supply. After the rain, the river flows. After the rain, the river flows. After the rain, the river flows. After the rain, the river flows.
Star falls as easy. In the wake of the sky, no skyscraper lets you forget. Then the sun shines down, blinds this town. And you laugh every morning, but every night you will regret. Call hello.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
My name is Matt, and you've tuned into Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Some new Australian music starting out with the brand new Steve Kilby album, Sydney Rococo. We heard the title track and lead-off track on the album, Sydney Rococo. This is a collection of songs that Steve has written over the last 5 years, and the songs I'm reading here online, the songs sing of Sydney and her ocean pools, her underground seedy hangouts and treachery. The picture is painted in every song about life in this fast-growing and evolving Australian city, famed for her beaches and landmarks. So, I'm keen to check out the rest of the album. We'll probably play some more tracks from it in future shows. We also heard a Sydney band in that set as well. The third track was from a band called 100. Just the number 100 is the name of the band, and the song was called If I Give Myself. But between those two tracks, we heard a Melbourne artist, Aboriginal woman named Alara, and she is based in Melbourne, makes music with the Loop Station, electric bass and double bass, and she's inspired by hip-hop, neo-soul, blues, and reggae. So there's Alara, A-L-L-A-R-A. And here on her SoundCloud, Alara is developing a storytelling nature, taking the listener on a journey reflected by her passions while encouraging cultural, spiritual, and environmental empowerment. Right, this is a show all about Australian and Canadian music. It's called Stranded. We have a blog, ozstrandedradio.com. We're also at ozstranded on Twitter and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. Time for some Canadian metal now. We don't play a lot of Ottawa music. There's a band out of Ottawa called Sedition, and they have an EP called War Against All. I'm going to play Lost Reality from that. It's interesting to think of metal bands from capital cities, because I've been very glowing in my recommendation of checking out the band Alchemist from Canberra, Australia, the capital there. They're no longer active, but they were an awesome metal band, psychedelic space metal band from Canberra. So I wonder if capital cities give rise to good metal bands. So we're going to hear this Ottawa band called Sedition in this set of songs. And then a solo artist from Regina, Saskatchewan. The artist is named LOA, and she has an EP out called Tide. We're going to play the last track on the EP. It's called Rings. So I stumbled across this record on a nomination list for Best Saskatchewan Records for this year, 2018. And then after LOA, an artist from Vancouver, a home recording project from Jay Beck, formerly of the band Wiser Fool, and a few other bands from Vancouver. And he has two tracks under an EP name called Controlling Space. And I've chosen to pick Wise Reopening to play for you. So Jay Beck from Vancouver. You're on Stranded. Here is Sedition from Ottawa.
What the fuck? what I am, and I have no problem with not existing.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So, Canadian music here on the show. Brand new tracks. First up, Sedition, a metal band from Ottawa. And their track, Lost Reality, from the EP War Against All. That's a great name for an EP for a metal band. And then an artist from Regina, Saskatchewan, named LOA, with the track Rings from the EP Tide. And you can find it at saskmusic.org. Best Saskatchewan albums of 2018, a whole large nominating list. And yeah, heaps of fantastic music from Saskatchewan there. And after that, we heard Jay Beck, a solo artist from Vancouver, with a track called Wise Reopening, from an EP called Controlling Space. And you can find Jay's music at iamjaybeck.bandcamp.com. Jay Beck is formerly of the band Wiser Fool, and Grounding as well. All right. Here's a track from Dylan Ella, a new artist from Edmonton, singer-songwriter, with an EP that's out called Feel My Guts, and we're going to play 1975. That's the name of the track. And then Kim Gucci, First Nations artist from northern BC. She's from Prince George. Her latest record is called For the People, and we're going to hear the track Waniska. And then finally, Freak Dream out of Vancouver, with Bash Pop from their debut record Into the Sun, awesome project featuring Elliot Langford, formerly of the SSRIs in Spring. All right, here is Dylan Ella from Edmonton. Light to walk on the wild side.
Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy?
Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're out of time. Some brand new Canadian music, starting out with Dylan Ella from Edmonton with the track 1975. And then Kim Gucci and the Northern Sky. Her latest record is For the People, and we heard the track Weniska. Then Freak Dream. Awesome records just come out on Artifact Records. The album is called Into the Sun. It's a real mix of electronic, punk, and funk. Awesome stuff from Elliot Langford. It's his solo project, two-piece. And actually, he's formerly of the band Spring and SSRI. Great Vancouver music. We're out of time. Don't forget, we're at ostrandradio.com and at ostrandrad on Twitter and facebook.com/ostrandradio. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.